Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a story from CNBC and really give you some food for thought. And I want to be very clear. I always have to state this, unfortunately, in today's day and age. But, you know, I'm not for Russia invading Ukraine. I think it's horrible. It's horrific. I'm a libertarian. I don't support any invasion of any country, not when Russia does it. Not when the United States does it either. But I want to look at these things as objectively as I possibly can. And I think that's something that is lacking, to say the least, in today's media. So let's get into the story. Then we're going to go over to a video and then kind of look at this story through a different lens. So from CNBC, Putin invasion of Ukraine is seen as his biggest ever mistake, and it will harm Russia for years to come. I think that depends on the objective. So what is his objective? I don't know, to be honest with you. But I can assure you that the mainstream media doesn't know either. And I can assure you the politicians don't know. And so they're just speculating, but they're presenting their opinion as if it were true. The same thing they did with the Cerveza sickness. So you guys probably know the rest of the story here. That everything Putin's doing with Ukraine, it's going to damage Russia for many, many years to come. It's going to crush the economy, their persona non grata. You know, all these sanctions are going to destroy their ability to do business with other countries moving forward. And Putin's going to see is going to go down in history as just this buffoon that tried to push his luck one too many times, just in as a megalomaniac. Trying to take over more and more territory and take Russia back to its former glory, you know, something like this. And of course, this is what the story is going to read. But let's look at it from a little bit different angle. And to do this, I want to start by going over just a little clip here from a movie maybe many of you have seen. This is Iron Man 2. Oddly enough, the villain in this story was Russian as well, supposedly, or Mickey Rourke, not really Russian, but the character he played. And then, of course, we've got Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark. But this is the scene where the bad guy, the Russian Ivan Vanko, is in prison. And I want to just listen to a very short clip here, and then we'll get back to the CNBC article. But this is going to give you some context.
The reason I'm alive is because you had a shot, you took it, you missed.
Did I? If you can make God bleed, then people will cease to believe in him. And there will be blood in the water. And the sharks will come. The truth, all I have to do is sit here and watch as the world will consume you.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami. And tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Okay, so you see what he said there. Let's go back to the story. So basically, you know, what Tony Stark thought this guy's intention was to kill him, I think, when they were on the Formula One track in Monaco. And but what he didn't realize is that really wasn't Ivan's intention. Ivan's intention was just to let the world know that Iron Man, in this case, was vulnerable. So once the world knew that Iron Man was vulnerable or not invincible, then the rest is just a foregone conclusion, and all Ivan has to do is sit back and watch. So that was kind of the gist of the scene. So it kind of, when we go through this story, it kind of begs the question, well, what is Putin's objective here? And again, none of us really know for sure, but what if his objective is to let the world know that the dollar is vulnerable, that the dollar is not invincible? Because once other countries know that the dollar is not invincible, then the rest is a foregone conclusion, because the rest of the world is sick and tired of the dollar being used as a weapon. So let's read this article, not through the lens of Putin's big mistake that will be remembered forever and harm Russia for years to come, but as potentially, and I'm just, again, this is just food for thought, potentially the United States' mistake in weaponizing the dollar and taking it to an extreme where they froze the FX reserves of the Russian central bank. So the first line, I've highlighted, everything he has done, now they're talking about Putin, everything he has done up to this point, reputational damage to Russia, but also enhanced power, and he keeps going. This is Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO. But couldn't we say the exact same thing about the United States' use of weaponizing the dollar? That they've just done it over and over and over again to the point where they have sustained this reputational damage. And now that they've crossed this line, this Rubicon, there's no going back. All the other countries can see what the United States is willing to do with the dollar. And therefore, moving forward, they're most likely going to stop using the dollar. If they stop using the dollar, then what happens to the power and control that the United States has had since 1944? Let's keep going. But now they're talking about Putin. But now he actually dramatically weakened Russia in every respect, he said, adding that he could not think of anything that Putin has done in his political career that's comparable. Right. Has the United States done anything that's comparable to freezing another central bank's FX reserves? Nope. Same exact thing. So NATO, it says, is expected to commit to major increases. Okay. China, India, Saudi Arabia is committing to other things, such as not using the dollar as much in the future. Going back to the article, speaking to CNBC on Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, President Putin has made a big mistake, and that is to launch a war, to wage a war against an independent sovereign nation. Well, first of all, not that what Putin is doing is right or Russia is doing is right. I think it's wrong, like I said at the beginning. But we've got to point out that the United States has done that in the past. So doing that in and of itself, we can't say is wrong because the United States has done it. Now, I digress here, getting back to the point. So what he's saying is that Putin has made a big mistake. They've launched a war. Well, maybe the United States has made a big mistake in launching a financial nuclear war by not just weaponizing the dollar, but taking it to a point of no return, where all of these other countries, the major players, the countries that are going to represent the majority of global economic growth over the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, look at what has happened and look at the United States using the nuclear option, let's say, when it comes to the dollar. It makes them realize that they need to go another direction, and they need to do it in a hurry, because they don't want to be in the same position that Russia is in the future if they get in the crosshairs of the United States. So moving on with the article, he has underestimated the strength of the Ukrainian people. Yes, maybe so. But I think we have overestimated the strength of the dollar as a weapon, or maybe we have underestimated all of these other countries' willingness to abandon the dollar. So I just thought that article was interesting, especially when you look at it through a different lens. And again, I'm not here to cheerlead for the Russians or Putin. I think that what they're doing is horrible. I think any country invading another is reprehensible. But I do also believe that the mainstream media is spinning this to try to manipulate you to support NATO and the United States getting involved to a greater degree. Hopefully not World War III, but we'll see. But then I also want to try to look at this as objectively as possible and understand that there's probably a lot of nuance in what's going on. And none of us know Putin's objectives, but maybe, just maybe, one of his objectives is to prompt the world to abandon the dollar. And if that is one of his objectives, I think we can say that although it might not happen overnight, that train has started down the tracks. And in that case, just maybe he has achieved one of his objectives. I'll let you be the judge. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, for liberty, for free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.